In the story of the rich young man, we are informed Jesus is referred to as the good master. Jesus replied to this youth, this way. Matt 19:17, and he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is, God, but if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. God surely is good, and we know there is good and evil. But what is this good that God represents? How do we know it if we are lucky enough to see it? The youth is told to follow the commandments, which the youth says he has. But upon being told he must sell all he has, give the proceeds to the poor, and take up the cross and follow him, the youth is distressed. Jesus remarks that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. This passage has not dissuaded pastors and others in the church from amassing wealth. But then they are not about to sell all they have and give to the poor, in any case. Many pastors and others point to the passage about the laborer being worthy of his wages. Do the passages conflict? That ought to be a yes or no question, which it is, but whether one answers yes or no depends on if one is living in the flesh or the spirit. The Bible talks of good fruit and good works. But there is a world of the flesh and a world of the spirit. There is the way of man and the way of God in truth. Mark 12 verse 14. And when they were come, they say unto him, Master, we know that thou art true, and carest for no man, for thou regardest not the person of men, but teachest the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar, or not? There is a doing good and those who are good, as it says in Matthew. Matt 5:44-45, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he mocketh his Son to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. We know the good tree brings forth good fruits, so good people are known by their works. Matt 7:16-20, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down, and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. If the truth is written in our hearts, and all men know the truth, then truth and what is good is a hard issue. Matthew 6 verse 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The question is, do we value the thing of this world or the truth? What we treasure will define the kind of truth we seek. The lover of the world loves the things of the world, whereas the lover of truth will seek to live out the truth in works of faith. Matt 12:31-35, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good, and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt, and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. The Bible does not define many of its terms, which is why a lot of things appear to lack meaning. We are not just faced with the question as to what the good is, but what an evil thing is. It makes logical sense to suppose a good heart brings forth good things, and an evil here, evil things. But how would one go about validating this claim? We are even faced with the prospect of blaspheming the Holy Spirit without knowing what we are doing. But all of these questions are moot if man is in sin and cannot achieve perfectibility. Can man be good? If we cannot be good, what does it matter if we find out what it means to be good? In answer to this question, the Bible tells us of Joseph. Luke 23 verse 50. And, behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man, and a just. And in Matthew, we hear of the good and faithful servant. Matt 25:21 His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. But to be good one has to do good. Doing good is a community activity, and being good is a class of being or a status defined by the community. Doing good is an activity of the church, for it is in the church that we are able to work together for the glory of God, rather than for the praise of other men. It is as the church that we do the work of the Spirit rather than do works of the flesh. To do good is to do works of faith that build the church, but to do works of evil is to dismantle these works done by the faithful. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. There is this sense that if we work in the will of God, there is a harmony, and that indeed we can aspire to goodness simply by seeking coherency in how our institutions are knitted together. But there appears to be more that is connected with the idea of doing good. In John we are told, they that have done good will rise from the grave to the resurrection, whereas those who have done evil will go into damnation. This is not to contradict the teaching that we are saved by faith, but it does suggest that to have faith is not to have a clean shirt on. There is a deeper meaning than some attribute to the phrase, man is saved by faith alone, and not by works lest some should boast. If works do not save us, surely salvation does not release us from the need to do good. John 5:25-29. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. We might note that Galatians does not, like most thinkers, fail to differentiate between the subject of our works. Galatians 6:10, As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. To be good is to separate from the world. To be good is to be under God. To be not of this world is to live in a theocracy. This is obvious. What is less obvious is how we turn things around. In one way of looking at things, the world has been in retreat from God since Eden. Even if we restart the clock with the death of Jesus, the awareness of Jesus is probably more widespread than at any time in history, but the love is not as strong. We are not living in faith. The trust is not there. Politics dominates the conversation, and politically, we are deeply divided. We keep talking about unity and working together, but in reality, legalists and biblists are irrevocably divided. There is no common good. Therefore, there is no agreed way to move forward. Legalists do not want a theocracy, and faith is not compatible with the regulatory systems of legalists. In short, there is no good that is common to all persons. The good talked about in the Bible is not the good that the enemies of God seek. There is no reconciliation of common path. Good cannot negotiate with evil. We either create value or consume it. The only true value is the value added to assets, or what are called works of faith. God created the physical world. We do not own it, we do not have any claim to it. We are given permission to use it. In fact, we are commanded to bear fruit through works of faith that feed and clothe and house others. We are to care for our own. But we are also worthy of our wages. But this is not an open invitation to accumulate riches. Works of faith build the church, but they do this by adding value to the things of God. This is the good. Sin destroys our value, and evil destroys the value added to the things of God. This is why we hate waste and see war as such an evil thing. To do good is to build up the value of the earth. It is by building up the value of what is God's that we build up the kingdom of God and do good. It is not a matter of opinion or relative values. Doing good is an objective accumulation of value added to earth by the believer.